What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you who are watching on the YouTube video feed, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And she likes to join us on Fridays with her unique perspective on the world. So what is your first story, Lady Claire?
Well, apparently, the Yemeni Houthi are getting very sophisticated in their ability to create missiles to use against the Saudi missiles and vessels. Now, what happened last week was that the Yemeni Navy, it's hard to picture a Yemeni Navy, but they targeted a military vessel belonging to Saudi Arabia off the northwestern coast of Hajjaj on Wednesday, reportedly killing all aboard on the vessel. The boat, which was in the Medi port, was carrying out attacks on the residential, let me use this word again, residential districts of Hiran and Medi in Hajjan when it was hit. And it was confirmed to Mint Press, again, a very responsible place to go, that it had targeted the Saudi vessel with a new type of domestically manufactured missile, but did not name the missile. Now, the Saudis have not commented on this, but apparently the strike is part of a pattern of an increase or uptick in coalition airstrikes on the residential areas and other provinces. Strikes that have killed and injured more than 50 civilian. Did I say military? No. 50 civilians over the past 72 hours.
Yep.
And I'd like us all to keep focused and keep in mind that the Saudis don't really care where they're attacking whatsoever. It's schools, it's hospitals, it's busloads of children. And
they care. They care. It's a terror attack is what it is.
Okay.
You know, they're doing to Yemen what Hitler was doing to Great Britain with the V-1 buzz bomb and the V-2 ballistic missile. They just rained down random strikes killing civilians, trying to pressure the civilians to basically abandon their government.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work in Great Britain, and it's certainly not working here.
No, the Yemenis seem to be very resourceful. And the butcher of Yemen, who is also known as Prince Mohammed bin Salman, or in my language, the butcher of Yemen, and his minions will continue to argue that until they are blue in the face, Mike, the killing of civilians, particularly infants, children, women, and the medically fragile elderly, is just perfectly justified. And I would like everyone who listens to our show and watches it, particularly if you are a veteran, or an offspring of a veteran. My dad enlisted in World War II. I would like to politely remind President Trump that collective punishment of a people is a war crime. And by enabling the Saudi slaughter of this genocide, the U.S. government has chosen to become a war criminal government.
Can you get the irony where the U.S. government is investigating genocide in Myanmar and enabling genocide in Yemen?
Yeah, and I will tell all of our people out there listening and watching, for as long as I can breathe as a Christian pacifist activist, I am going to continue to witness to this slaughter in Yemen and hold my government accountable for its horrific involvement and enabling, which has caused the fighting to go on for so long after it should have ended via a diplomatic solution. But, you know, certain elements. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, again, the diplomatic solution is the people of Yemen want their country back.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, the United States went on in. They had a successful regime change. They brought down Yemen's legitimate government, mm-hmm. and they imposed a Western, internationally approved government, mm-hmm. which is kind of absurd. The government of a nation is up to the people of that nation and nobody else's business. But the people of Yemen decided they didn't like their foreign puppet rulers, and they basically drove them out of all the government buildings. At one time, they were actually holding their meetings in a used car carrier ship down in the harbor.
Whoa.
And so the U.S., of course, doesn't want to let one of its conquered provinces slip away because mm-hmm. it sets a bad example for all the other conquered provinces.
Yes.
If Yemen can do it, we can do it.
Yep.
So using the Saudis as a proxy They've gone back in, and what this war is really all about is pounding down on the Yemen people to send a message. Once you have a U.S. puppet ruled puppet government, you learn to love it and you accept it, or really, really bad things will happen
to you. Or face the consequences.
Yeah, I mean, this was how the Roman Empire responded to efforts by their provinces to break free of Roman control. They'd go on in, slaughter a bunch of civilians, burn down a bunch of stuff, and say, maybe you'll learn this time.
Yep. But it's interesting also on an historic note to mention or to ask the question, well, how many names were on the ballot the last time the Yemenis were allowed to vote? One.
Yep.
That of al-Hadi.
Yep.
That was it. Is this choice? Is this democracy? Is this bringing a good version of the Pax Americana to the Middle East? And my response is, heck no.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that the United States has engaged in over 50 attempts at regime change since the end of World War II, along with a lot of flat-out military incursions. And always we're told, we're bringing democracy to those people, or we're saving those people from a cruel tyrant. And, of course, none of these countries the U.S. has gone into ever actually wound up with a democracy. They wound up with a dictator. Iran in 1953 overthrew the government of Mohammad Mossadegh put in the Shah of Iran. Same thing with Chile in 1973, brought down the government of Allende and put in the dictator Pinochet. And back in 2009, which was the last time they tried to regime change Iran, they had the son of the Shah poised in the wings. He was going to come on back in and just pick up where everything left off in 1979.
Wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Yes.
Oh, do we have a shout out?
We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network.
I'd like to go a little bit into this Saudi crown prince's image, because apparently the PR guys around him have had to be very careful, because he is known to be mercurial in his decisions, violent. When he took the throne, he did a shakedown.
Yes.
Remember that? Of some of the most wealthy people in the country. Well, you can get out of Dodge if you have like 30 or 40 million to hand me for the coffers.
No, it wasn't getting out of Dodge. He locked them all up in a hotel and said, you know, there's an exit fee.
Yes.
And it was, you know, it was a very ruthless thing to do. And I keep hearing that King Salman is actually having second thoughts about having made him the crown prince.
As well he should. And but one of the things that bothers me or concerns me about President Trump is his two BFFs in the Middle East, and that would be Prince Bin Salman and Bibi Netanyahu. It's like I look at these two characters and I think, Mr. President, perhaps you need to be a little bit more choosy about your friends. But here's what they all have in common: money,
yes,
power, and the ability to act in an absolutely, completely immoral way that doesn't come back at them.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm wondering why such a fuss has been made over this journalist, Khashoggi. And I'm not trying to minimize his suffering and his death, but there are so many people that are being imprisoned and tortured and killed that never make the front page of the newspapers. Why this one at a time when the United States is in dire need of Saudi Arabia to deal with Yemen and eventually with Iran? Why poke and prod them over this issue? We know how tightly controlled the corporate media is. This story could have easily have been made to go away.
I wonder if Israel had anything to do with it.
Let's see, from Israel's point of view, well, there's no question that this gentleman walked into the Saudi consulate in Turkey. And why Saudi Arabia would do something like this at Israel's request, knowing it was going to be a public relations nightmare, is kind of hard to understand. But again, looking at how brutal Crown Prince Bin Salman has been with his own people, it is entirely possible that he just said, yeah, grab this guy. He's a critic. We're going to make an example out of him and just ride out the storm.
Yeah. I would also like to, speaking about military developments, the U.S. military is working on, drumroll please, mind control for drones. The U.S. Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, I believe it's called,
yes,
are working on implants that allow an operator to simultaneously control with their mere thoughts up to 3 unmanned aerial vehicles. Gee, where could that go wrong?
Yeah.
Michael, I knew you'd have a comment about
this. The first time somebody drops a hot cup of coffee in his lap.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. And also, they're talking about technology, which could one day lead to the direct interface between human beings and UAVs.
Well, I can understand what the thinking is mm-hmm. behind this, mm-hmm. Because when you work a control or turn a button or turn mm-hmm. a switch, it takes up a finite amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, this is a means of tightening up that command loop.
Mm-hmm.
So thought drone, mm-hmm. and it's going to be able to fight a lot more quickly. Because we're not too far away from the point where drones will no longer be used for just surveillance or launching rockets and bombs, mm-hmm. but they will actually dogfight each other.
How long do you think that's going to take?
I would imagine it's already in development.
Okay.
Because it is the next logical step.
Mm-hmm. I found this in Global Research. Again, another really excellent place to take a look. And also, if you haven't started, please think about reading the foreign press in English.
Yes.
I get more reading from EN, Fars News.
Yep.
Or I'm blanking on it now.
Okay.
Zero
well,
Hedge.
We actually yeah. did touch on this briefly, but I noticed mm-hmm. your version actually has the name of the document. It's a 146-page document mm-hmm. released by the Pentagon titled Assessing and Strengthening the Manufacturing and Defense Industrial Base and Supply Chain Resiliency of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pentagon does understand right now we don't have the sea lift or airlift capacity to really mount a major war.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, they're just going to take more money away from the American people and just build all that stuff up, mm-hmm. no matter how much of other people's money they're going to have to spend.
Absolutely. And we find Monsanto, which is now Bayer, which has been absorbed by the Borg Bear. Monsanto is seeking to reverse the $289 million Roundup verdict, as we have just thousands of similar lawsuits pending. And I am hoping that that judge cannot be bought or even rented for that matter.
Yes.
I think that the studies are there. I think the science is there, no matter how much Monsanto and Bayer are going to push against it.
Well,
what do you think are the odds, honey?
I think the odds are unfortunately, sadly, very good for Monsanto mm-hmm. because this isn't science. This is politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's going to happen, and I've already heard that Monsanto is making the case that this groundskeeper failed to show malice on the part of Monsanto, which is what justifies the high punitive damages number.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what Monsanto is hoping is that portion of the award will be thrown out and it'll be back down to just the damages amount mm-hmm. to cover his medical bills and burial expenses. I'm one of those people who thinks that Monsanto didn't need to have malice demonstrated. We know that Monsanto has been aware for a very long time these mm-hmm. products are dangerous,
yeah.
and they continue to sell them. That's the malice right there.
Right. And one thing I'm rather surprised that this gentleman's plaintiff's person didn't research and use at the trial was the research of Seralini, that French
yes.
researcher who had his paper published. He had it retracted. And then finally had the retraction retracted.
Yeah.
No, but if anyone is listening who knows anything about this case and knows who the plaintiff's attorney was, if you can get them that Seralini research before this thing is decided, I think it could be a nail in Monsanto's coffin and well deserved.
Well, no, because see, they did succeed in making the case
mm-hmm.
that these chemicals are harmful. As you said, there's an overwhelming amount of evidence to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
The issue in Monsanto trying to undo this huge verdict is whether they acted with malice or not. And if they cannot be shown to have acted with malice, then a large portion of the settlement, the fine, will be erased here.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
Can I do something here real
quick? Of course.
All right. I think things will be just a little bit better if I do that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. We have read recently in globalresearch.ca, the Chinese Navy has deployed upgraded H-6 bombers that carry additional anti-ship missiles. And this is important to me because it has been proven throughout the years, and especially now, that because of the great coziness between defense industry professionals and the politics of this country, they have been allowed to deliver weapons that are obsolete upon delivery, that don't do what they're advertised to do. Mm-hmm. And just with these constant upgrades that go for money and money and money and more money. And my question is not, well, why has the Chinese military been able to create this? Why has the United... Yeah, with much less money. Something is extremely wrong here. And I think I'm very safe in saying there is a toxic relationship between the military-industrial complex and the people who sign off on buying our weapons.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. Part of it is the very long design cycle, which just burns up money like crazy. Mm-hmm. Do you know that the F-35, they started that program 20 years ago.
Oh, my heavens.
And it's only just now getting into the air. And
yeah.
I might add,
barely.
Crashing.
Yes.
They're already less than certain the stealth is actually going to work. We already know it won't work against radars operating at lower frequencies. And we had a caller into the show a little earlier who said, the reality is that in a conflict with Russia and China, with all the satellites that are overhead looking down, anything sitting on the water is going to be a sitting duck.
Yeah.
And some of these new anti-ship missiles, like the Silkworm, they are... They're very hard to defend against, and we may be looking at a U.S. military that is more bark than bite. It looks impressive. The carriers are really large, but as we can see with the Gerald R. Ford, they've got problems. The F-35 has problems. I mean, Israel is now flying it on actual combat missions.
Yeah, but they grounded it with the others.
But it's still not considered fully mission capable because the software for the onboard cannon is not ready. They still can't get the integrated, what they call the glass airplane vision system working. This is in their helmet. There are video screens. And all around the camera, there are these video sensors where the pilot can look around even through where there is there's solid metal, and he's going to see what's on the other side. They can't get that to work up.
Right.
Apparently, the networked radar between flights of F-35s is having problems. And its biggest problem is it can't distinguish the correct number of targets being reported by all of the radars on those F-35s.
It's fatal, though.
It's a mess.
Oh.
It is really a mess.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I mean, we were talking about these stories about how Sealift Command has very few ships relative to World War II, how the U.S. Navy has so few ships they may not be able to do convoy protection duty. And the first thing I think of is, where has all that money gone? And I'm not talking about the trillions that simply vanished without a trace into the Pentagon. I'm talking about all the trillions that went into the Pentagon. What happened to it all? Well, we know that these things are expensive, like the F-35. They love big price tags. It makes them feel good. But the reality is that China and Russia have been preparing for World War III while the U.S. sort of polishes World War II. And it's another reason why I think it is going to be a huge mistake to get into this war. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Oops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Claire was saying oops over something that's coming in over the Fox News. Apparently, the Pentagon is revealing a cyber breach involving their travel records. Who's going where? And from there, we can figure out what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So what is your next story?
Well, the next story actually happened late last night. Apparently, Antifa attacked the GOP headquarters in New York City and warned it was merely the beginning. The building, which I believe is an historically important building, was vandalized. Windows were broken, spray painting, and more. Okay?
Yeah, we did talk about this a little earlier in the show, and this actually brings back memories of the sort of violence, brown shirt tactics mm-hmm. that were seen in Germany leading up to World War II. Mm-hmm. And it's very alarming to see it here in the United States. Now, we had one caller who called on in and said, why can't these people be arrested? Actually, they could because they fit the definition of a terrorist group as defined under the USA Patriot Act, using violence or threat of violence to coerce a change in one's political views.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and, you know, I have expressed to Mike publicly and privately that there were moments when I wished that we were maybe on the mainland, could do a little traveling, could see our families, for heaven's sakes.
Yes.
But right now, in a state that is preponderantly democratic. I feel a lot safer here than I would on places in the mainland.
Yeah, that's true. There's still a lot of spirit of aloha here, although the drivers are getting a little crazy these days.
Yes.
We're not seeing this kind of behavior here in Hawaii.
And that's a thank heaven, because I have a friend, well, you know her, Debbie, at church, right?
Yeah.
Now, Debbie's geopolitical point of view is very different from mine. And yet, I know that we could stand with a cup of coffee, sit, eat some fruit, and talk about why these differences occur. And I'm not trying necessarily to convince someone that I am right and everyone else is wrong. I want to learn from the people I talk with about how they came to that thought process and how they came to that opinion.
Well, and we need more of that. Yeah. We need more of that. Right now, things are so polarized. Mm-hmm. We have these fanatics on both sides. Mm-hmm. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, when was the last time you saw a conservative spray paint a building?
I can't remember it.
Yeah,
you know.
There was an article that was out there on whatreallyhappened.com posted by a member saying that this interviewer was offering, I think it was like $100 to liberals to identify a conservative who had worked to silence a liberal speaker.
Yep.
And, of course, none of them could collect that money.
No.
But,
no.
You know, the liberals are just being driven into being this totally fanatical group of I believe, I don't need to talk, I don't need to understand, I know I'm right, and I'm going to back that up with violence.
And the other thing is that they don't believe critical thinking should be a part of the process. And there, to me, is where they, the more frenzied ones, are absolutely up a tree with no place else to go. Because unless you inject that element, okay, let's fact find, let's put things together, see where the data converges.
Oh, no, but that only serves the white male patriarchy heterosexual things, you know.
Oh, well, there are
actually, liberal academics out there, you know, trying to say that rational thinking only serves the white elites. And maybe that's because we do so much of it. I don't know.
I have never considered myself elite in any way, shape, or form. I'm a working stiff. Yeah. You know, I get up, I do my marketing and do my music and do my posts. And but yeah, I'm just a working stiff, like many of the people are who are viewing this and who listen to this and who need very desperately to be listened to by this government.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
And the next thing I have is that you talked about this earlier.
Just briefly,
okay.
We were talking about it. Go ahead with what you've got, and then I'll add a comment.
Yeah, and apparently with 90,000 jobs at stake, bankrupt Sears may shut down as many as 400 stores. And they're going to do it not in a rechargeable Chapter 11. They are being pushed for a Chapter 7 liquidation due to their concerns that could be further primed by secured debt. And it's apparently a nasty place for anyone who is invested in Sears and thought that they were going to thrive.
The good news is after negotiations, the creditors have backed off a total Chapter 7 liquidation.
Okay.
And they're going to go ahead with a Chapter 11 restructuring.
Okay.
Sears is expected to file on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And to fund operations during the holiday shopping season, negotiators are discussing a loan of about $300 million to $500 million.
Wow.
This is important because Sears suppliers have not been getting paid.
Yeah.
And it's a funny thing about manufacturers. If you're not paying the bill, they stop sending you things to sell.
Yes, definitely. And I hope it gets sorted out for Sears, but it's almost
I do too.
Yeah.
Because it's iconic. Anyway, we need to take another break for commercials.
Alrighty.
And we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a little bit of good news. We're getting word out of the Senate Judiciary Committee just now that Hillary Clinton has given up her security clearance in the wake of the scandal over her handling of secret information on her private, unsecured email server. Now, they're probably spinning this to make it look like Hillary was very agreeable to this. I don't think for 1 minute. I'm sure that the Senate Judiciary Committee had to use a pair of vice grips to get that security clearance card out of her hand here.
Yes, definitely.
But she's lost her security clearance, and frankly, she shouldn't have still had it. She's a private citizen, and I don't understand why she was allowed to keep her security clearance. Because the way it works, and I know because I've had a security clearance myself in the dim, dark past, is you get hired, you get vetted, you go through the process of getting the security clearance, you do the work that you are doing. When the work is done, you surrender all of your classified materials, and your security clearance is immediately revoked. That's the way it normally works. So a small victory, and I'm sure in the long run, Hillary doesn't really care. My big concern is all of this alarming talk that she may try and run again in 2020.
Okay. And speaking of leaked and loose data, I think all of you remember, if you did go to see it, the movie The Purge, right?
Yes.
And there was a Thank you. There was actually, I think there's a TV series out this month called The Purge.
Can't keep a good franchise down.
No, and but this time there is a purge, and it's going out online. Now, this is something that was leaked from Google to Breitbart, and it's a document that advises to police instead of content.
Police the tone instead of content.
In the shift toward total censorship.
Yeah, and what Google is trying to do is put out a public image that they're targeting people who are abusive and nonsensical. But the reality is we know that this is an attack on conservatism.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Timed definitely to aid the liberals in the midterm elections.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is why so many people are shifting away from Google to DuckDuckGo, which is just really taking off. It's my search engine of choice right now, and I recommend it highly to you.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they've attracted some investment funding as a serious challenge to Google's primacy in search engines. So I encourage everybody, stop using Google. They're gonna filter content. You will see at Google only what Google wants you to see.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And this was very, very interesting. This was Sputnik News. And I urge you again to read it in English, because if you want to find out what our government is doing around the world with foreign governments, read foreign press in the English language.
Because you're not going to see it on American corporate media.
Oh, heck no.
I mean, I don't remember the last time I saw a story about Syria on the corporate American media. We've seen nothing about Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did make a big deal about that pastor being released today, which was a good thing. But apparently he was actually convicted of terror links going back to the failed coup d'etat against Erdogan. But as a favor to the United States, his sentence was time served, and they send him back home. But as far as these other war zones, Afghanistan, nothing in the corporate media at all.
Just moving a little bit.
Okay.
And speaking of war zones, the UN has reported that over 8,000 Afghan civilians have been killed in 2018, mostly not the militants, not the people who are shooting at our troops, but women and children.
Well, that'll keep them from growing up to become Taliban terrorists.
You know.
Here's the reality about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2001, the Taliban was all but eradicated.
Mm-hmm.
And Afghanistan was under control of the installed puppet government of Hamid Karzai, El Presidente de UNOCAL.
Mm-hmm.
But over all this time, and despite the presence of all this American military and hardware, the Taliban have been gaining ground. And that's why Trump is saying we got to send more troops in there. We got to send more weapons. The Taliban have already won the hearts and minds of the Afghani people.
The
Afghani people don't like foreign puppet rule any more than any other country. And so they're aiding the Taliban. They're siding with them. And the Taliban, I'm sure they've been described as terrorist groups someplace. The word Taliban actually means students, because when the Shah of Iran fell from power in 1979, the move against him had originated in the colleges and universities. So these students got together and said, we'd better put together a government. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing they did is they shut off the flow of opium.
Mm-hmm.
If you were caught with an opium poppy in Afghanistan under the Taliban, they would cut your hand off. A little draconian, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the United States went in to Afghanistan, the poppies were blooming and the opium was flowing into the United States. Very cheap opium, which the pharmaceutical companies gobbled up and made into pills and incentivized doctors to write prescriptions for, which is why we now have a massive opioid crisis in the United States of America. Because for those of you who haven't figured it out yet, opium is addictive.
Yeah, absolutely.
But pharmaceutical companies love products that are addictive. Repeat trade, guaranteed flow of income here.
Yeah.
There's very little moral difference between the giant pharmaceutical companies and the guy down on the street corner selling the weed.
I would agree. I would agree. And this sort of twisted logic of if we don't leave Afghanistan, we cannot be seen as having lost.
Well, that's another aspect of it. The U.S. war agenda, as revealed by General Wesley Clark, was to basically either directly conquer or regime change all of the oil-producing nations in the Middle East in order to basically guarantee U.S. domination of the world's oil markets and the restoration of the petrodollar. But when you are conducting multiple wars and you've got a plan to run out 8 or 9 wars in a row, the first one you lose basically pulls the rug out from under the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. People lose confidence. People are saying, we've had enough. So even though we are, in fact, actually losing in Afghanistan, they're going to keep sending more of your children and more of the weapons paid for with your tax dollars into Afghanistan to make it look at least like it's a standstill, which now appears to be the strategy in Syria.
Yeah.
So the United States, from the point of view of maintaining the war agenda, cannot pull out of Afghanistan, cannot pull out of Syria.
And it's one of the most, pardon me, one of the most stupid things I think that this government has ever done.
Well, again, look how long they hung on in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was obvious the United States was losing, but they didn't want to be seen as losing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until they were literally driven out, you know, with like a dozen Marines hanging underneath a UH-1B helicopter taking off from the embassy at Saigon.
Yeah. I remember that. That was an iconic image.
We may have to see that again. We might have to see the U.S. military literally driven out of a country before the U.S. is going to say, well, yeah, we kind of lost that one.
Mm-hmm.
But we did lose in Vietnam, and we never won in Korea, which is why I think the U.S. is digging its heels in over this talk about ending the Korean War. Because if they end the Korean War, technically it's another loss for the United States. They didn't defeat the enemy. We didn't impose our will on this country. And, you know, the North Koreans do remember how badly they suffered at the hands of the U.S. military.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, General MacArthur wanted to drop nuclear weapons on North Korea.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You're serious.
I'm serious.
Whoa.
It was one of the areas that got him into trouble with Harry Truman, who eventually, of course, fired him.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting back to our own country. Apparently, police facial recognition body cams can be edited by law enforcement.
Ooh, how wonderful.
And there's nowhere that one can walk when an officer with a body cam comes towards you. They will have scanned your face against 50 million person database and knows if you have any outstanding tickets, warrants, etc. And apparently, police across this country will be using something called Vigilant Solutions or Video Badge Body Armor.
Body cams.
Yeah, with which to identify everyone. And it's identified as wearable security. But how do we prevent police from editing footage in their video cam, which holds them harmless and indemnifies them when they may have been the bad guys? Mike, can you explain that to
me? Well, they're probably looking at an editing solution because it's becoming very obvious that every time a police officer does do something wrong, we get the usual story, oh my goodness, the body cams weren't working.
Right, surprise, surprise, yeah.
Or you know, the data got corrupted. And it's just happened so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I think there needs to be a law that says body cam footage is evidence, and attempts to edit that video, that's evidence tampering.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I think we're probably going to get to that situation where, in point of fact, the police, they'll just reshape the videos to support their side of the story.
Yeah. I can imagine that being done.
Or the camera will have malfunctioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are very lucky here on Oahu. Any professional encounter we've had with the police, they've been very polite and very much lawful, you know.
I don't think we've had a professional encounter with the police since Kaneohe.
I don't think we have either. That's been a lot of years ago.
Now, we have a neighbor who's HPD and a good friend and really very, very nice. So.
Yeah. So there are, I know that there are good cops out there, and my wonderful brother was also a law enforcement officer who took it by the book and who did it right. So
well, I had a half-brother And I was scared to death of the fact that he was out there with a gun and a badge. But eventually he suffered an injury and went into another line of work.
Okay. Apparently, and this struck me as odd for a couple of reasons. Theoretically, for the military, the best time for people to enroll is between 17 to 24 prime years to join the Army. But one general is saying that they have had to disqualify 30% of the people who would like to apply and become a military person because of their weight.
Yes, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
Well, we know there's an obesity problem in this country, and much of it is related to all the chemicals, additives in food that make you want to eat more, which makes more money for the food corporations. But now it's coming on back as a threat to our national security.
Yeah.
So if you are the right, we know there's a draft coming. So if you want to evade the draft without technically breaking the law, start eating lots of fast food right now. Chips, dips, big bottles of soda.
No. But the other thing that struck me about this article in reading it was that it doesn't look as though the U.S. military sees any other way but war in which to win ideologically against countries which may have different agendas. And that struck me also, that there is no other thing than war.
This is not ideological. This is all about, you know, economics. It's about controlling the oil. It's about controlling the pipelines.
Yeah.
It's about controlling what currencies natural resources are being sold for.
Yeah.
There's no ideology here.
Yes, okay.
It's basically the United States has become a 21st century warlord.
Yeah. Well, any warlord in any war has to make sure that all the moving parts are working correctly and intelligently. And right now, forgive me, folks, and particularly those of you who are in our military, I do believe in a strong military, but I also believe that the force that you offer should only be used with extreme discretion and not like a hammer.
Well, it's interesting they call it the Department of Defense because the United States has not actually been attacked by a foreign army. I mean, during World War II, Japan succeeded in getting some balloon bombs across the Pacific and started a forest fire up in Oregon.
Yeah, I remember that.
But Canada hasn't attacked us since, I think, was the War of 1812?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mexico hasn't attacked us ever since General Santa Anna surrendered. But we're always attacking everybody else around the world. And so it ought to be called the Department of Offense.
Yeah.
And it's always about control of resources. And it's never ideology. Ideology is what's sold to you to make you think that it's a moral and right and just war.
To support the agenda.
To support the agenda.
Yeah. From that, I would like to go into something where I just couldn't make this up. This is about Walmart, and we are occasionally Walmartians, once in a while. There is a type of olive. We have friends on the mainland who love that type of olive, and we can get them there. But Walmart has done something very strange. It has received a patent to monitor your biometric data, pulse, and location from the sensors on a shopping cart handle. And they recently applied for the patent. It can track your heart rate, palm temperature grip, and how fast the cart is being pushed. The patented system and method for a biometric feedback cart handle was published back in August, and it details a cart with sensors in it that would then send data to a server. And that server would notify store employees to check on individual customers. Like maybe they're thinking about shoplifting?
Well, maybe. I mean, if you've got the heart rate, palm temperature, you could tell if they're under excessive stress. And certainly nobody wants the cart to be pushed too fast. But my sense of it is they're going to be exploiting this to try and have Walmart employees approach customers with a sales pitch. Okay,
I gotcha.
Yeah, that they're going to try and detect something about the customer with all these sensors where they're going to be approached and somebody's going to say, you might want to think about buying this.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if their palm temperature is way up, mm-hmm. They may have somebody who's medically qualified come on over and say, why don't you come and, you know, sit with our equivalent of the minute clinic or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
And I don't speed, either with a shopping cart or with our car.
Yes. No.
In fact, the older I get, I'm turning into a pokey driver.
Michael is the gentlest, most considerate driver you could ever imagine, and usually getting passed on the left and the right by people who just believe that speed is the need.
Well,
you know?
I'm trying to blend in with the traffic, uh-huh. but if you do that, you know, you can get an obstruction of traffic ticket,
mm-hmm.
You know, for following the speed limit.
Yeah.
And if you blend with the traffic, you can get a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. It's a no-win situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials.
All right.
Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Final segment on this Pauhana Friday program. And Claire, what is your next story?
This is from the Tel Aviv Department of You Can't Actually Make This Stuff Up. Israel has fined two New Zealand women $18,000 for urging Lourdes, a very prominent entertainer right now, concert boycott. And an Israeli court has ordered two New Zealand women to pay damages from harming the artistic welfare of three Israeli teens after the pop star Lourdes canceled a planned performance in Tel Aviv. And it apparently is the first use of a 2011 Israeli law allowing for civil lawsuits of anyone who encourages a boycott of Israel.
The good news is it's not enforceable.
Yeah.
They're out there just, you know, it's just more of the Israel propaganda. We're victims.
Yeah.
We're victims. Oh, my goodness. We're being treated so unfairly here.
And I would like to wish that artists of substance and credibility, if they are asked to visit Tel Aviv by a promoter, will say, I can't until the horrifically apartheid system gets lifted from the Palestinians, and good luck and goodbye.
See, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Israel is using the prominence of these celebrities to bolster its public image.
Mm-hmm.
Israel isn't bringing these rock stars to Israel because they like the music.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically trying to wear the skin of the leopard, as it were, and say, you know, we're a cultural center of the world. We have all of these very famous people coming here. And that's why they always react so negatively when there is any musician or orchestra or anybody who says, we really don't want to do that, because Israel desperately needs to make itself look as positive to the world as possible right now. They're failing miserably.
Yes.
Let's be honest about
it.
I don't know who the Israeli government uses as a public relations firm, but they're being paid way too much, in my opinion.
And that reminds me of another story, which to me was always very heartfelt. Daniel Barenboim, the conductor, Argentinian-based, this man really struck me as a gentleman for peace, because when he auditions students, he will take one Israeli and one Palestinian student to work through a summer music program. These kids get to know each other as people.
Yep.
And I think that is one of the most brilliant things in the world that he has done. Now, I'm not knocking his conducting or his performance, which are stellar, but I'm just saying that this man has had the courage, the moral courage, to attempt to do something about that. It's the same as an organization, a church in Connemara, where Protestant and Catholic kids are brought together for the summers so they don't look like the enemy when school starts again.
Well, hopefully, we're sort of past that whole Catholic, Protestant, let's kill the other guys and tear down their idols and everything. But there's always fanaticism in the world, and right now we're seeing it in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Israel schools teach Israeli children to just hate and fear the Palestinians automatically. All right, there's the music. Time for us to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of wonderful things to share with you. Take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to mobilize the conservative vote for the midterms and tell everybody to start changing their social media if they want to find out the truth about what's going on. If each of you tells 10 people, and those 10 each tell 10, we can spread this across the entire country before the midterms hit.
It can be exponential.
Yes, it can be. And so have a good weekend. See you on Monday. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.